Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, he'd been coaching nearly 25 years in this league as a head coach and is considered the great play designer in the NFL. He gives Belichick fits. He's about the only coach that's ever given Bill Belichick fits. I just looked it up this morning. He's something like 18-2 in his last 20 September games. That doesn't even make sense. He sits there scribbling up crazy plays. Nobody wants to play Andy Reid in September. They don't want to go up against him ever. But in September, it's lights out. And now he's got a new offensive line. And we were talking about this the other day, Joy and I were, that there's not a team in sports as good as them that's as quiet. They don't make a lot of noise.
No drama.
He's got a whole new, it's just a bunch of big, heavy set offensive linemen eating ribs and getting better. And Andy Reid is joining us live now from his office.
How you doing, Colin?
I'm doing great. So you have a bunch of new offensive linemen, and you tell me, what's a reasonable time, because you played your guys in the preseason. Mahomes played 3 games. What is a reasonable time for an offensive unit, a line, to say, okay, symmetry, we've got it, they're ready to go?
Yeah, this is a unique group. I mean, for my coaching career, at least, I've got 3 rookies, and then I've got 2 veterans. So the right side's all rookies, and the left side are veteran guys, and I haven't had that before. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take for them to fully mature and what they're going to be, but they've got a good start. They work well together, and you know they've got good size, strength, and they're smart guys. You know, they've had to fight me for those ribs you were talking about. So they're tough kids.
So you played Mahomes, Belichick, and you, and a little Bruce Arians. The older guys, you played guys in the preseason. All these young guys, McVay, they're allergic to the preseason. You get your guys out there and battling. Take me through kind of the psychology of why you wanted to play guys in the preseason.
Yeah, well, on the offensive side, we needed to. Just we had a bunch of new players. There are 5 new offensive linemen with the rookies and the veterans. They're all new. And so they needed to get in there and hear Pat do his thing, and Pat needed to see how they were going to work protections and be comfortable and confident in them. And then defensively, you know, I think you need to knock the rust off. The game comes down to blocking and tackling, no matter how you cut it. And if you don't practice it, and you can't practice tackling and practice, you know, everybody stays high and they don't pull people to the ground. I mean, you've got to practice those things.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Andy, you've got such a gifted young player in Mahomes, and obviously you're a mentor toward him. And then there's going to be a process where, you know, Patrick is going to start reading defenses at the line of scrimmage on his own, and then he graduates. Where do you take him? What is something where you're like, okay, he's obviously great. What can you add to him now? What's the next level for a guy like Patrick Mahomes?
All right, so in the offseason, you sit there and you do your evaluations, and Pat can't wait till you get all that done to feed him. And, I mean, right now it's small things. Colin, it's not the big things that he had a couple of years ago that he had to learn. These are small things, whether it's just improving his footwork or pocket reads on and feel on certain routes. I mean, that's where you're at. And so he can't wait to figure out what those things are, what you think they are, and then go ahead and look at the tape himself and then add to that and then go work on it. And he's great that way. I've been around enough quarterbacks to know, you know, what they look at and do. And the great ones want that little extra thing that you can give them to make them even greater than they are. This kid is the epitome of that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Andy. I remember saying this on the air, must have been 15 years ago. And I said, this Andy Reid guy in Philadelphia, he has turned 3rd-and-3 into a passing down. And then Belichick, I remember about 15 years ago, I said, he's directing his offense to the middle of the field, not the perimeter, the tight end stuff. So I've always looked at you two as just constantly learning. Well, now you have the best tight end talent I think I've seen in 10 years. How is Travis Kelce? I mean, if he wasn't this gifted, you wouldn't run as many plays. Has he changed you as a coach in your ability to use the middle of the field?
Yeah, so I would tell you, yeah, the middle of the field is a deprived area, man. It's one that people don't probably use quite enough, and there's some nice holes there. So if you can find somebody that knows how to read space and feel that area and get open, be a low post player. You can make some good yards, and they have a quarterback that's on the same page with it. You'll see guys that work in there, but their quarterback thought they were going to be over here, and they put it over here. So those two are on the same page. Kelce's got a phenomenal feel for the game.
Yeah,
obviously loves playing.
Yeah, there is. You are 18-2, I think, in September, and I've talked to coaches before, and they're like, I got no interest in facing Andy Reid to open the season. And for whatever reason, you're an offensive innovator, so I know the way you think. You've got plays written down and gadgets and fun, and you're going to have surprises. Is that something for you? Baltimore never loses a preseason game. Andy Reid never loses in September. Do you now take pride in that? Like, we come out and we have new toys and new things, and, I mean, do you give yourself much of an off season, or do you start working on that stuff a week after the Super Bowl?
Colin, it's something you love doing. So, I love doing it. And I know I've got more years of having done it than I have going forward. So I even love it more. Man, every day I cherish that I get a chance to do this thing. So it's drawing up plays. I've got a good group of young coaches that love doing it with me. And we get in there and just hammer things out. And the Eric Bieniemies and Kafkas, Blaine Myers, Melvins, all these guys. Greg Lewis, a lot of them have played for me, so they kind of know how I'm wired, and we love getting in there and just trying to create something new and kind of go off of the thing like, who said you can't do it? Who made the rule up and said you can't do it?
That's right.
Let's try it and then see if we can make up a rule that says we can't do it, as opposed to somebody telling us that.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'm looking at all these quarterbacks in the AFC, and Andy, I don't think I've ever seen in football this many good quarterbacks. I mean, you go back to 60s and 70s, it's really special. I mean, it's every week you're watching stuff. Is it just because of the Elite 11 quarterback camps, or is it because of the coaching? What has happened that it feels like the golden age the last 5 years of quarterbacks?
Yeah, first of all, how great is that? I mean, you turn on a college game. I mean, you can go to high school. ESPN is doing all these things with high schools and Fox is, and I mean, it's crazy. I mean, who spends the time doing that? Well, it's because teams are throwing the ball. It's exciting football. And so you look at these colleges, they're winging this thing all over the place, and you get to the NFL, and here we've got an opportunity to get kids that have already thrown the ball. They're not running the wishbone or the option game, the veer, all these things. They're throwing the ball, and so you're one step ahead, and you can utilize the whole field now. They're not coming out with a weak arm necessarily. They're coming out where they've had to spray the ball with the hashes the way they're set in the college game. They've got to spray the ball to the wide side of the field. You need some arm strength to do that. So they get in the NFL, it's even easier for them that way.
By the way, you grew up next to a baseball stadium. Pull that shirt up. He grew up right next to a baseball.
No, listen, I'm representing. Now, I love the Royals too, but listen, you got to have a National League team, and I grew up a huge Dodger fan back in the heyday. So, and Tommy Lasorda, Coach Lasorda, the skipper there, he was a good friend. He was a Philly guy, but he was a Los Angeles Dodger is really what he was. Yeah, so I got close with him.
Yeah, you played on that Legion Field. Were you a baseball player at all? Could you hit?
I can hit. What position did I play, Colin? Okay. All the chubby guys play what position?
Let me guess. Catcher.
Yeah, that's where I started off. You got it. Right there.
That's funny. All right, yeah. Andy. Great seeing you. We're rooting for you. Can't wait for the opener against the Browns. That's going to be all sorts of talent. Great seeing you.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Joy, hello.
There you go.
Hi, Coach.
The great Andy Reid. That Cleveland game is, that's a lot of talent. There are... You put the Browns and the Chiefs together. Let me think top of my head. Just Pro Bowlers. Nick Chubb feels like a Pro Bowler. Conklin, right tackle, could be. Myles Garrett's a Pro Bowler.
Listen to the games we have week one.
What's that?
Listen to the games we have week one.
Okay, let's go. That's week one games.
So Cowboys-Bucks is the opener.
Not terrible.
Thursday night. Then we got Chargers-Washington.
That Herbert against that D-line.
Steelers-Bills.
Oh, that's fantastic. Remember Pittsburgh started 11-0 last year.
We've got Chiefs-Browns.
That's fantastic.
Dolphins-Patriots.
I mean, could you literally... I got Tua and Mac Jones.
Bears-Rams.
Who?
Bears-Rams.
I like the Bears to cover that one. Rams to win, Bears to cover.
But like...
How about this? Even the cruddy games are fascinating.
Oh, no. Every game is interesting.
Darnold faces the Jets. Come on. That game is...
I mean, Jags-Texans, like that's a winnable game for Jacksonville. Yeah. Seahawks-Colts.
I mean, the NFL is just crazy. I think I'm the most excited I've been for an NFL season ever. And only, I'm trying to think of how many players in the preseason got hurt? Cam Akers. Okay, they replaced him with Sony Michel.
J.K. Dobbins.
And J.K. A couple, you know, running backs. But by and large, all the stars are ready to go. They're all ready to go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
Well, Cam Newton was released from the Patriots yesterday, and there was a lot of speculation if he would land with his old coach, Ron Rivera, in Washington. But Rivera talked about it yesterday and his starting quarterback.
It did pop up on our radar, but just so you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starting quarterback. So that's where we are. We have three guys we like, you know, that all, you know, came to camp, did a nice job for us, and we're going to go forward with those guys.
I got them winning the division. I think we're sleeping on Washington. Two good receivers now, getting Curtis Samuel with Terry McLaurin.
I've seen Fitzpatrick as the starting quarterback. Seen this story.
All right.
I've seen this movie.
Okay. All right.
I love their defense. I really like their weapons, and I am a huge Ron Rivera fan.
Best defensive line since the Niners 2 or 3 years ago. Defensive line is literally four stars.
Yeah, it's like a joke. They're incredible.
All first round guys. All right. Well, you go with the Eagles and see how that works out.
I am not going with the Eagles. I'm going with the Cowboys. But here's the odds for Cam's next team, according to Fox Bet. Which is very interesting.
Oh, Texans.
So the Texans are favored at plus 450. Okay, they have Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills.
God, if Tyrod Taylor gets bumped again, that guy's got the world's worst luck.
I mean, they have the best odds, but I would see them moving forward with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Now, Washington, I think, he said that they're not going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it doesn't make sense. Right. Ron Rivera's been very vocal about vaccines, and that clearly played a part in Cam leaving New England, and he's already had Cam Newton. Like, he's done that already, so I don't think that works. The Cowboys just signed Will Greer. They have plus 750.
So that's out.
That's out. And they had guys in camp, but they obviously liked as well.
The Colts is dumb. They've got Jacob Eason as a backup, and Ellinger from Texas is another backup. So they're set.
Yes. Well, yes.
Ravens is interesting.
Andrew Wentz back. Now, the Ravens have Tyler Huntley.
I would take Cam. That one makes a little sense.
A little sense because Lamar is set. There's not any question that Lamar is
the
starter.
And also, this is a run first team. This makes sense to me.
It does.
Cam makes sense to
me. That's really the only place to me that does make sense because the Jets doesn't make any sense either at plus 1,100. They have Mike White, but you're not going to bring in Cam back up a young quarterback. Like that was the situation he just left. Now, this was also obviously pending that Cam wants to be a backup because Cam might just want to wait until there is an injury later in the season. I mean, it's a bad time. Like, everyone's kind of gone through their camps with everyone that they have, and they've kind of already made their decision. So unless you're in a desperate situation, which no one really is, then it's not something that a team is going to jump at, I believe, at the moment. So I think it'll be a couple weeks before Cam lands somewhere, but the Ravens make the most sense there. So obviously a lot of people reacted to that move yesterday with Cam Newton, including former Patriots cornerback Asante Samuel. He took to Twitter commenting, "Belichick never surprises me." Lewis Riddick later tweeted that Belichick is cold-blooded, to which Samuel tweeted, cold blood is an understatement, but without Brady, he is just another coach, in my opinion.
I wouldn't go that far. That seems like a little bit much. I don't think he's another coach.
I don't think he's just another coach either. But I do think that this, we talked about this a little earlier, it's going to be fascinating to watch this new young quarterback who is going to be compared to Tom Brady.
Well, they have similar size, styles. They kind of are the same. There's a little DNA that looks kind of the same.
Don't.
No, I mean, Brady's a bigger, stronger player.
We have a rule.
Yeah.
I don't have many rules. I'm not a big rule person.
No comparing anybody to Tom.
Nobody gets compared to Tom.
Right.
It's off the table. Tom, and let's just put Joe Montana in there as well. But he's going to. Like, regardless of the rule on this show, people are going to compare him to Tom Brady. Belichick is still there, and Brady just left. So it is going to be fascinating to see, because right now, pretty much everyone agrees, Tom Brady has won the divorce at this moment, right? It's not always about winning and losing, but
all divorces are about winning and losing.
Kind of about winning and losing, and Brady is winning at this moment. So it is going to be fascinating to watch. All right. Well, Michael Strahan, I love this. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it's really great. So Michael Strahan is one of the best defenders to play the game, obviously.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, and he got a big surprise from some old friends on GMA today.
Wait, what? What's happening? I'm confused. Why is this prop coming out? Guys, what's happening right now? Michael, you recognize these guys?
I recognize these guys, and I realize what's going on because they would never wear my jersey.
That's funny.
I love TV shenanigans.
Eli has been, I'm interviewing Eli tomorrow. And
oh, he's had we all knew he was, the Mannings
did,
do well.
I did a couple, they're all great. I've never met Peyton. I'm talking to him tomorrow. The Manning family is really American football royalty. From Archie, I grew up watching Archie play for bad teams. Archie,
Peyton,
Eli, Cooper, and now Coop's kid is like a phenom. I mean, it's really, there's never been a family in America like the Mannings. I mean, think about that. There's never been.
It's pretty remarkable.
You're gonna have four potential NFL quarterbacks, and all of them.
Yeah, people, especially the same position.
And all good. Like, and by the way, again, Archie played for the worst team in the league for a decade. Archie Manning could play. What's funny about that? The funny thing about the old man, he was the athlete. Peyton and Eli are pocket guy. Archie was a runner. Archie Manning was one of the first quarterbacks. Fran Tarkington and Archie Manning, they were running all over the field.
Isn't it crazy that there's going to be like a whole generation of kids that think that Peyton and Eli are just like TV personalities? And Michael Strahan, for that matter. It's like, no, guys, like, there's a reason why they're there. But congrats to Michael. He's getting his jersey retired by the Giants organization.
Oh, that's
great.
What
that was all about. He's getting 92 retired. And obviously, Eli, his jersey will get retired as well earlier in the season on September 26th. But congrats to Michael.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apollo is Tommy John's most advanced underwear. Check it out. TommyJohn.com/herd. 20% off your first order. Check out their site for details. A little update on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has now officially informed the 76ers he wants out. It is now public. So we said before, the NBA tends to be a labor-led league. Employees have more power than their bosses. When that's the case, when you get a very unhappy employee, pick the phone up, be quiet, and move him. The longer you wait, the worse it gets. And I'll give you an example. This is now the fourth moment in the last month and a half where the Sixers have lost leverage. First, there was the series against Atlanta. He wouldn't shoot. You lose leverage. Then there is the draft and free agency. Teams fill their needs. They don't need him. You lose leverage. Then there's the report 2 or 3 weeks ago, Ben won't report to training camp. Okay, you lose a little leverage. The report now, Ben wants a trade. Okay, that's four. You're getting to a point now, make it work. Portland, Golden State, like make it work. You've had, the longer this thing goes on. Now, what Ben Simmons could do next to make it even worse, and James Harden did this, I'll only go to these two teams. You're done. You got to get rid of him. You got a general manager in Daryl Morey that wants to win the trade and hasn't been realistic what you can get back. You got an indifferent star who can't shoot and lost confidence. That's a hard move. And then you've got a situation where, you know, Simmons is now just telling, I'm not going. So Nick Wright had an interesting one this morning. Nick Wright said, the deal is you trade Simmons to Brooklyn and Kyrie to Philadelphia. So Kyrie is a perimeter shooter. Embiid clogs up the middle. It works. It worked. Kyrie and Embiid would work. And then Simmons doesn't need to be the perimeter shooter. Harden, Kevin Durant. Nick Wright talked about that this morning.
It's a great fit for Philly and for Brooklyn. It's exactly what you need. Harden can be your full-time point guard. Ben can help you so much on defense. Ben can be your small ball center with Durant playing the four. That, as a guy that wants the Lakers to win the title, that's the trade that if it happened, I would be devastated.
You can't get Precious at this point. You just keep losing leverage and leverage and leverage. Don't worry about Brooklyn. Send him there, get Kyrie, because to me, the Golden State situation is the one that works. They could use some size. They could use a point forward. You've got two shooters on the team. Philly doesn't work. We all know it. It's a mess. All right, so we're going to play best for last. Is that three rookie quarterbacks we know are going to take the snaps. Trevor Lawrence with the Jags. Now officially Mac Jones with New England. They've moved Cam out. And Zach Wilson of the Jets. So we're not going to play this with Trey Lance or Justin Fields because we simply don't know. So Fox Bet has over-unders on passing yards, passing touchdowns, and interceptions. And I'm going to tell you what the data says you should bet.
Okay.
All right, ready to go? A little NFL music if you want. A little NFL. Passing yards is where we start.
Yes. Will Trevor Lawrence have over or under 4,175.5 passing yards this season?
Okay, so that's what Fox Bet says. You're going to get 4,175 yards. Bet the over or the under. Here's why you bet the under. Only four rookie quarterbacks have ever thrown for over 4,000 yards, and he's got a bad old line. So we're not going to have time for the deep throws. Trevor Lawrence under 4,175 passing yards.
Will Zach Wilson have over or under 3,850.5 passing yards this season?
You bet the over. Only two quarterbacks that started 16 games last year had fewer yards than that. They were Baker with a great run game and Tannehill with a great run game. Jets do not have a great run game. So Zach Wilson, with pretty good receivers now, is going to have to throw it. Bet the over, Fox Bet, on those passing yards.
Okay. Will Mac Jones have over or under 4,075.5 passing yards this season?
You would bet the under. They only threw for 3,100 last year. Now, he's probably a more pass-efficient quarterback than Cam, but this is a run-centric team. Two of their most talented guys are tight ends. Nelson Aguilar's an okay over-the-top receiver, but they don't have a lot of big play wide receivers. So I would say he's going to throw for 38, 39, 4,000 yards. It'll be close, but I would bet the under on 4,075 yards. Now let's go to Fox Bet's passing touchdowns for these three rookies.
Yes. Will Trevor Lawrence have over or under 24.5 passing touchdowns this season?
Now, that seems like a lot, and they have a bad O-line. But remember, the strength of their team is wide receiver. And last year, between Gardner Minshew, Mike Glennon, and Jake Luton, they had 25 passing touchdowns. So I get Urban, Trevor Lawrence, good receivers. You would bet the over on that.
Zach Wilson, over or under 21.5 passing touchdowns?
Over. No quarterback in the entire league who started 16 games last year, none of them had fewer than 24 passing touchdowns. This is one of the better bets FoxBet has on the board. Over 21.5 touchdown passes for Zach Wilson. That's probably their best bet.
Will Mac Jones have over or under 25.5 passing touchdowns?
That's different. Okay, so this, unlike the Jets, way better offensive line, way better defense, and way better running game. You would bet the under on that. This is not going to be a team that lights it up. Only four rookie quarterbacks have ever thrown over 25 touchdown passes. And remember, what Mac is inheriting is an offense that is not quarterback dependent. They're going to run the – they may lead the NFL this year. I mean, maybe not because they do throw to their tight end, but New England will be one of the top three teams in rush attempts this year. That's very possible. Now we go to interceptions.
Trevor Lawrence over or under 13.5 interceptions this season.
Over. The only quarterback drafted number one this century that started 16 games as a rookie and threw fewer than 14 was Kyler Murray. So between that O-line, between that, by the way, there's another thing to remember. Jacksonville is going to trail a lot. When you trail by 10 to 14 points, you're throwing the ball a lot. And often you're facing a pass rush because the defense pins it back. They know you got to throw. So I think this is the second best bet. Trevor Lawrence over 13.5 picks. He also is a really confident quarterback. He doesn't go into a shell after a couple picks. I mean, he's a slinger. He'll go back there and just sling it.
Zach Wilson, over, under 13.5 interceptions this season.
That's an over bet. Six times in the last 10 years, a Jets quarterback has thrown for over 14 interceptions. And again, this is kind of a go either way one because I think he's going to be around that number. The problem being is that six of their games are against the Patriots, the Bills, and the Dolphins. They have the worst roster. Translation, they'll trail. So the Jets are going to be trailing in six division games probably at some point late. They could go 0-6 in division. They really could. So, again, what does that say? Zach's going to throw 8-10 times in the fourth quarter alone in a lot of these games against great defensive head coaches.
Finally, will Mac Jones have over or under 14.5 interceptions?
I'm going to go under on this, and here's the reason why. No Patriot quarterback under Bill Belichick has thrown, including Matt Castle, has thrown more than 14 interceptions. So, and again, it's not an offense geared for the deep throw and the dangerous throw. It's a lot of middle of the field. Nelson Aguilar is a guy that can run the seam and make things happen, but it's a lot of Kendrick Bourne, N'Keal Harry. It's a lot of these 8-yard routes. You hope they break a tackle, make it 13. So I don't see him as a big pick guy, but I don't see him as a big over-the-top yards guy either. So we're just trying to help you out.
Yeah.
The best bet to me,
Trevor Lawrence interceptions over,
is really good. And I think, what was the under one? Yeah, Zach Wilson touchdowns over 21 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's going to get, they're going to trail in games. He's going to be slinging it. They'll be playing against Prevent. Limited time, 15% at Casper, Casper.com. 15% off mattresses, 10% off pillows and sheets. Also, defy your age. Go to M Drive. Check M Drive for men.com. 20% off first year, free shipping. M Drive for men.com. The code is H E R D. Andy Reid, Andrew stopped by, Nick Wright, Bruce Feldman. What a college. We got a game tomorrow. Ohio State, Minnesota.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's an upset alert, but it will be competitive. Minnesota's defense supposed to be, the Gophers, wildly improved this year. All right, everybody. Thursday's tomorrow. Wednesday's today. We're done. Speak for yourself is next.